This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Pastor John Gray recently announced that Relentless Church will be moving to a new location in 2020. And legal documents reveal a strained relationship between the church and the owners of the building it currently occupies. Find out more after this break.
Since 2005, BIC Media Solutions has become the leader in helping faith-based industry partners produce meaningful media in the form of books, film, and television. The primary goal for the books and movies are to help enhance lives. The revised edition of It's What We Do Together That Counts includes insights into the successes of more than 100 executives and entrepreneurs. It's What We Do Together That Counts draws upon their life experiences and shows that any form of adversity can be overcome through hard work, perseverance, and kindness to others. The print book is available on Amazon.com and BIC Media, that's B-I-C Media Solutions.com. B-I-C Media Solutions.com. You can also purchase the Kindle version through Kindle eBooks or listen to it on Audible. This is Steve Green on behalf of BIC Media Solutions.
Relentless Church has made official plans to move to another location in 2020, says Senior Pastor John Gray. Gray told the Greenville News that his megachurch has chosen a new location in Greenville, South Carolina. He didn't give specifics regarding where the location was, but said leadership would reveal more details during a church announcement on New Year's Eve. He also announced a new campus would open in Atlanta in fall 2020. Relentless has been leasing the building belonging to Redemption Church ever since Redemption's former pastors, Ron and Hope Carpenter, handed the church building and congregation over to Gray. Gray rebranded Redemption as Relentless, while the Carpenters moved their ministry, Redemption World Outreach Center, to San Jose, California. But now the Carpenters have allegedly terminated Relentless's lease on the building and are asking the church to leave by the end of the year. In response to the Carpenters' 30-day notice of termination, Gray's lawyer, James Stephen Welch, wrote a letter claiming that the Grays and Relentless have kept up with their regular payments. Welch argues that it is Ron Carpenter and Relentless Church who could not comply with the transfer of agreement. Welch also alleges that Hope Carpenter wrote direct messages on Facebook to members of Relentless Church. Welch says the messages contain serious defamatory statements about Gray, including calling him a shady man and dishonest. Redemption's legal counsel, Katari D. Buck of Asiatico Law, said in a statement, "Since the Relentless Church began operating on Redemption's Greenville campus in May 2018, the two churches have worked toward Relentless taking control and ownership of the Greenville property. Despite nearly 2 years of negotiations, however, the parties have been unable to fully agree on the terms of this transition. If Relentless does not vacate the property by December 31, 2019, Redemption will begin the necessary court process to have Relentless removed from the property in accordance with South Carolina law." Regarding Welch's claims, Buck writes, "Redemption disagrees with the legal positions taken in the letter and is preparing a response. Redemption does not believe it benefits either party for this legal battle to be waged in the media, however, and instead will look to the court process for resolution." Charisma News reached out to Gray and Ron and Hope Carpenter for comment, but received no response. Please pray for unity in the body of Christ and that both parties can be reconciled and come to a peaceful resolution. And if you appreciate this story, you can hear more stories like it through our new Charisma Audio service. For more information, check out charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.